We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Lisa Lanier is our official attorney of this program. She joins us every week at this time for Lawyer Up. And she's got some great docket today. A lot of good stories on here for her to solve. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
We have a teenager in the news from Ashland City, Tennessee. And I am absolutely on this kid's side. And it's sort of a what kind of crime are we charging this guy with? This kid is Caden Wheeler. He's the victim, 18-year-old high school student. He was delivering a Domino's pizza for Domino's to a particular address there. He accidentally parked in the wrong driveway, and the driveways are right next to each other, and the mailboxes almost touch. So he goes to the correct house, but he leaves his car in the wrong driveway. When he comes back to the car, the owner of the home in which the driveway where he's parked, 32-year-old Ryan Babcock, started shooting handgun 7 times.
Mm.
Didn't hit him, hit his car 7 times. This is the teen.
So I was literally about to get killed right there. So it's attempted murder, in my opinion.
And he's been charged not with attempted murder, but with a lesser crime.
Aggravated assault.
And so what we're going to ask you today, Lisa, is how much time could he do over this? And I mean, I understand, and even the kid understands, look, you got to do what you got to do, but this...
I do believe there is, if you do have reasonable cause, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, but in certain cases like that, I don't think that was a reasonable cause, and therefore I don't agree with it.
I mean, you're just firing blindly into the night at a Domino's driver. I think this guy should get some serious time for that. What does the law allow, Lisa? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I read the sentencing range for this, because it's a felony, with like 5 to 7 years, which I don't know if he would get that much, but it's there'll be some discretion in the fact that I don't think he had a prior criminal record. But, you know, he saw this kid on his Ring camera, and apparently these are like cluster homes, almost like townhouses.
Mm-hmm.
So the homes are just a few feet apart, almost touching.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kid, you know, he, you know, 18A, 18B, he pulls an 18A or whatever. And this guy sees him on his Ring camera, grabs his 9mm pistol, and just goes out there and opens fire on the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the headlines were so sensational, and they said that the pizza delivery driver was shot 7 times. Literal headlines said that.
Mm-hmm.
He was not shot. Seven shots were fired at him. 3 hit his truck. None hit him. You know, so I think the guy, you know, and the guy was trying to make sort of like a Castle Doctrine argument
mm-hmm.
to the cops, which does not apply here. I mean, you have to... In Tennessee, you have to have a reasonable belief that you are in imminent danger,
mm-hmm.
and he had no such belief. He just sees somebody, you know, parked out there, opens fire on him. The kid, you know, obviously very scared, but not harmed. So I think he'll get the lower end of the sentencing range, and they may even accept a plea bargain to a lesser offense. That often happens where somebody has no priors.
Well, I think I see. That's what Chris Dim and Biggie said yesterday.
We both said six or seven years.
I think I think he'll accept a plea of more like 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's where he'll wind up doing. And I think it should be much stiffer than that. He's firing a gun into the night at a kid that he has no. And like you just said, he has no reason to think that kid's there to harm him. He's at the end of the driveway, and he's a Domino's kid. You know, I mean, if he's coming in the door, you know, that's one thing. If he's trying to get into your house, but he's just walking back to his car. But 2 to 3 years, I guess the no priors is a big deal, too.
Well, if you're Domino's, you can say no more pizza for this the defendant, ever.
No more pizza for the defendant.
100%.
Black ball.
100%. I mean,
I don't know if this guy's ordered. The funny thing is, if you read these articles and you see the pictures of these people, they're both like a stereotype of the person in the story. Like, the shooter is, like, he is super uptight looking, this really, you know, he looks like he would be a shooter, right? I mean, like like an angry, not like a crazy, you know, school shooter, but like an angry, I'm going to protect my property.
Angry eyes.
Shooter.
He had angry eyes, I thought.
He totally had angry eyes. And then the kid is like a white dude with almost a fro.
Yep.
And he looks like somebody that calls his parents bruh, which
bruh.
I don't know to kill them for.
Maybe that's why I'm so upset. I've got a white kid that looks like
do not let your children call you that.
Bruh. Like, my son does that
all the
time.
Not allowed.
Bruh.
That is not allowed in my house.
I would say to him, walk to the attic and you need to bring down to take back to school with you a rocking chair, the desk, you need the printer. Bruh.
They got people that do that now.
Not doing this.
Hey, does he have it?
Take that.
Does the pizza delivery driver have a civil case? Can he sue him?
You know, he could, although he doesn't really have, I mean, he would have an emotional distress type injury, which isn't worth a whole lot, mm-hmm. because he didn't have any physical harm. Now, if he had physical harm, he could. He would probably have a hard time getting any money from the guy, because the homeowner's insurance that would normally apply to, like, negligence and injury claims is going to assuredly have an exclusion for an intentional act like this. Oh, and often they have exclusions for gun violence.
Mm. Who do you think, Lisa, in this case, would pay for repairing Caden's truck, the driver's truck?
Well, you know, unfortunately, he's probably not going to be able to make a claim. He could try the homeowners. They're probably going to exclude it. He's probably going to have to look to his own collision coverage.
All right.
Heck. He didn't collide with a bullet.
That's right.
And I'd want the lighted sign on my car.
I agree. I want to make sure everybody knows.
Whatever company it is.
Yeah. We have another, and this involves a college student, another young person in the news. Now, you've seen all these protests, of course, and Columbia University is like the epicenter of protests between folks sympathizing with Israelis and Hamas or Palestinians. A Jewish student who formerly served in the Israeli military filed a lawsuit against Columbia, claiming it went through biased misconduct proceedings for his actions back in January at a protest at which students alleged they were sprayed with a foul-smelling chemical. This person, who's just been named in the lawsuit claims that the plaintiff, named John Doe, sprayed gag gifts,
I know what that is.
Liquid ass.
Yeah.
Wet farts. The plaintiff brought the spray with him to the rally and sprayed it into the air, but not directly at any individual. And the plaintiff's actions were a harmless expression of speech with liquid ass and wet farts. Lisa, what's going to happen in this lawsuit now that we're all concentrating on these protests around the country? Go ahead.
So, unfortunately for the student, people get in trouble, serious trouble, like felony charges, which he didn't get here. He's lucky for spraying these fart sprays. Late last year, some Texas high school students, a whole bunch of them, made a little prank day thing happen with some fart spray. The school was evacuated, and they were all kicked out of school and charged with felonies. And in this situation here with this college student, there were kids that went to the hospital because I guess he sprayed this stuff right on the kids, and they had burning eyes. Some of them were nauseous. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, he's not going to get out. He's not going to get away with that. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny that he, you know, sprayed fart spray and that it was called liquid ass and wet fart. Of course, that's fine. But
not to me. Not to me. I weep.
Do we know if the differences between liquid ass and, let's say, wet fart are like a Pinot Noir and a Cabernet Sauvignon? Are they variations on a theme?
We should and do an experiment.
Yes. I bet there are differences.
Yes. You two are wine connoisseurs.
Oh, someone sprayed liquid ass.
No.
No?
That's wet fart.
Wet fart. I'll stake my life on it.
If I've ever smelled wet fart, that's it.
The bouquet. I remember liquid ass from when I was a kid. That's what it was called. And it's
atrocious.
Awful.
We had it in here.
Who's the company that makes this stuff?
It's worse than they're still in business.
Yes, they are.
And when you spray kids, you know, whether it's at a protest or like these Texas high school, when you spray that stuff, people don't know, especially in this day and age where people do all this crazy stuff to hurt people. You know, you don't know what you're breathing, right? You don't know what's been sprayed on you.
Right.
And if you spray it, like, you know, he sprayed it right at these protesters, apparently, because their eyes were burning and stuff. So, I mean, he sent kids to the hospital. He's not going to get away free with that.
Yeah, that's right. More high school students now. This time a teacher's in trouble. This is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's a lawsuit now against a school and a teacher. A chemistry teacher in 2022 was doing a lesson on metal and melding, and she brought actual swords to class, and she had the students rearrange their desk into a fighting ring, started a timer, and had the kids battle it out with the swords for 2 minutes each. Now, what happened was one 16-year-old girl had a serious gash on her right wrist, and it severed nerves and tendons, and she had to have surgery. So her parents, and they're suing the school for allowing this teacher to have sword day where they fought with each other. I could see us doing that way back in 1980-something.
Yeah,
but,
good and interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really take something away from it.
According to the lawsuit, the teacher yelled, "I'm in trouble," when he saw what happened.
And the blood started flowing.
Yes. And, yeah. And then he told all the students, "Delete that video from your phones."
I bet he did.
They took the phones out and started recording this, of course.
Of course they did.
What do you think, Lisa? That teacher's in trouble, don't you think? And the school district probably is in trouble, right?
The teacher's in big trouble. Mm. Really dumb. But but interestingly, in New Mexico, where this happened, the school systems, they, under their State Tort Claims Act, they claim sovereign immunity. You know, we've talked about that before, that government can choose whether or not they allow people to sue them for negligence. Going back to the crown and, you know, you can't sue the king and all that. Mm-hmm. And it varies from state to state and from city to city. But in New Mexico, their state Tort Claims Act gives schools sovereign immunity for any kind of negligent supervision claims and hiring and all these kinds. They only allow a cause of action for dangerous, defective conditions on school property. Mm-hmm. So the parents here in suing on this kid's behalf, they're going to have to overcome that, and they're going to have to make an argument that a teacher with swords is a dangerous condition on school property. It's not at all what the statute contemplated. It kind of falls into a gray area, so it'll be interesting to see if they pay up.
Well, wow. That's it now. It does.
When you hear the facts, it's like, have you any idea how much I'm going to sue you for?
Yeah, I mean, my God. I mean, plus, it's not just a cut on her hand. She had tendons severed and all that, needed surgery, all of that. That's awful. You know, the other student news today is Kraft Heinz is facing a class action lawsuit, claims that their Lunchables contain harmful levels of lead and other metals and chemicals. When we first brought this up, B.B. Shea was in here, and he said, "I love a Lunchable, man." He was ready to...
More lead.
Yeah.
I can see that.
He's like 16% Lunchable, right?
Yeah.
B.B. Shea.
Yeah. And 8% lead.
And he hates the worst Lunchable, or he loves the worst Lunchable of all, pizza Lunchable.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's cold pizza.
Now, a spokesperson said, "Listen, we're within the guidelines that the FDA
you
set.
You set it up.
All right. Now, we're not great, but we're inside those guidelines." And so they have deals with certain schools, but now they're getting a lawsuit filed against them. Any hope? Because they really are within the guidelines. What do you think, Lisa?
Well, you know, it depends on where the truth lies in all these claims. You know, the parents that have filed the lawsuit are claiming that these are dangerous levels. Mm-hmm. And they didn't just go after – I think they also – they tested a bunch of these sort of Lunchable knockoffs too. And some of them, I think the Target version was tested. And I think there's like maybe a Kirkland's version. There was a bunch of different versions and they all had, I think, some issues, but apparently the true Lunchable, they said, was the one that had the highest levels. It's really going to depend because the manufacturer is saying not only does it meet federal guidelines and stuff, but they're saying that these metals that tested positive are naturally occurring, that you just, you know, if you test, they're going to be in.
Okay.
Yeah. There could be some gold in there.
All right.
right.
What's the problem?
You can't get on a plane. You can't go through the metal detector.
What's the problem? Okay. That's pretty interesting. I liked all this. There was like a theme today.
Yes.
It was all revolving around high schools and colleges. Yeah. But I did have to say that word I don't like, the F word for flatulence.
Bard. I know. I couldn't believe you said it.
I know.
And now it's in the permanent record.
I know. Now it's out there forever.